Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We are looking at the word hope in Scripture this week. I'm sharing about how I was blessed this past Christmas with a wonderful, wonderful gift called Hope Scripture Cards, and just really blessed me on how many times the word hope is mentioned in the Bible. I'm embarrassed to tell you, even though I'm the Hope Is Here guy, that I've never Googled that to look to see how many times is hope mentioned in the Bible. And there are, I don't even know how many cards in this gift, but they're just beautiful cards that you can have scriptures on. But on the flip side, you also can use them as a postcard to mail to somebody an encouraging scripture of hope. And so I encourage you to maybe think about maybe this gift to encourage somebody you know that maybe could use a little hope. It's called Hope Scripture Cards, and I know how blessed I was by it, and I think you would be too with that. But I've been sharing yesterday, and I want to share again today with some of these scriptures on hope. Because, friends, we know if we want to have hope, we have to spend time in God's Word. And I'm thankful that there is lots of hope in God's Word. Romans chapter 12, verse 12, just a powerful verse, says, "Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer." Three things right there, friends, in that one verse, Romans 12, 12. I believe somebody listening today or watching on our YouTube channel, you needed to hear this verse. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. Once again, friends, we talked about this yesterday near the end of the program, that we have to choose to have hope. We have to rejoice in hope. We have to be patient when we're going through trials and tribulations. You know, friends, we live in a microwave society where, you know, Amazon, where you can have at your house the next day, you know, microwave, you cook a meal in 5 minutes, 10 minutes if it's frozen, whatever. And yet, you know, friends, I find the meals that I have enjoyed the most and taste the best are ones that have been from a crock pot. Nothing better than a good roast and potatoes that have been in the crock pot all day, friends. And yet we live in a microwave society. And yet, friends, I have found in my 50 plus years of life that God is more like the crock pot. He is not as quick as the microwave. Yes, sometimes he instantly answers prayers because he's a God of grace and mercy and hope. But most of the time I have found that when he delivers, it's not on my time. It's on his timing. And it helps me to be reminded that I'm not in control and that Jesus is on the throne and that I can trust his timing. A lot of times, in fact, most of the time it's not my timing, but when it happens, I know that it's from God, and it's from him, and I can trust his timing. So I want to encourage you today to do what Romans 12:12 says, to be patient in tribulation. And then I love the last part, the third thing in Romans 12:12, be constant in prayer. And I know you're like, well, man, I've got work, I've got things to do with my job, I've got obligations, I've got errands to run, and, you know, Greg, I can't be constantly in prayer. Well, friends, you can. It may not be the way you're thinking, like maybe down on your knees or closing your eyes. But, you know, prayer is a conversation with God. I think we make it too complicated sometimes. It is a conversation with God, and you can do that all throughout the day. But the thing I want to remind you that I think we forget about quite a bit, you know the key to any good conversation, right? It involves two things. One, obviously talking. That's one form of communication. But the second, and I think is more important, is listening. You know as well as I, if you've been a part of a good conversation, it definitely involves you talking, but it also involves you listening. And I love when I learn things from other people. I learn about their lives. I learn about their hopes and dreams. I learn about their heartaches, their disappointments. And friends, I want to encourage you today to be a good listener. And when you're in prayer, having that conversation with God throughout the day, and don't make it just a morning thing or when you pray over meals. And I don't see people do that as often. I want to encourage you to pray over each meal and thank God for being your protector and your provider, because he is, friends. But just know that you can have that conversation with the Lord throughout the day, but also create margin to be able to listen and let the Holy Spirit speak to you, friends. God loves to speak to his kids. He truly does. But we need to create margin for him to do that. And I'm very protective of my quiet time in the morning with him, friends. I don't schedule as many early breakfast meetings as I used to because I know that sometimes it can cut into my quiet time with the Lord. And I know that I need that daily foundation to help me live and walk more in the spirit than in the flesh. And for some of you today, that may mean for you, you know, you just have to go to bed a little bit earlier. So maybe you get up 15 minutes earlier and have some quiet time with the Lord. And I realize now that, especially, you know, with the ministry of Gardenside Christian Church and Hope is Here, I need my quiet time with the Lord one-on-one each morning and have my couple of cups of coffee to be able to just really spend time with God, reading his word, and to pray and meditate on his word, and also to provide time to listen. And if I've overslept, and, you know, I like to tell you I do it every day, and it's up in the high 90% range, okay? But occasionally that happens. I can tell a difference. So I want to encourage you to make that a priority, your quiet time with the Lord, but make sure it's not just you reading his word and you talking and praying, but also provide some time and margin for listening. Romans chapter 5, verses 2 through 4 says, "Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." You know, friends, our flesh doesn't like that verse 4 there in Romans chapter 5, does it? "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." You know, friends, one of the reasons I'm so passionate about hope and my faith in Jesus Christ is because I can relate to this in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4, that through those sufferings, it has produced endurance in my life. And through enduring through different challenging, painful trials and tribulations that sometimes I didn't think I would survive, that suffering produced endurance. And then that endurance produced character in me. And then last but not least, that character then produced hope in me. And that's why I try to pass it on and share it with others. I was meeting with a guy recently that just moved to Lexington not too long ago, and we were talking, and he just shared with me that he just went through an unexpected divorce and it blindsided him. And I think it had been about 3 years ago, but he still was just really, really hurting over it because they'd been married a little over 20 years. And he just, tears welled up in his eyes. And he said, "I'm sorry, you know, I shouldn't let it bother me that much." And I said, "No, brother, it takes a while. And those tears are what God gives us to release the pain in our hearts." And I was able to share my story with him. And he's like, "Oh, wow, you've been through divorce too." I said, "Yep, unexpected just like yours. And on top of that, a flood and a bankruptcy at the same time." And he was like, "Wow, man." I said, "Yeah." And I told him about the Hope is Here ministry. And, you know, friends, that's the old saying that you hear me talk about quite often, Romans 8:28. "All things work together for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose." Not some things. Doesn't say most things in Romans 8:28. It says all things work together. And that's where we have to stand on, friends. Even though we can't see God, we may not feel God, we can trust God and know that there's always hope in Jesus, and do what Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4 says, that we should rejoice in our sufferings, even though that's not easy or fun, but that's when you're having maturity in your walk with God. When you can still rejoice in the sufferings, and you can know that suffering will produce endurance, and then endurance produces character, and last but not least, character then produces hope. And not only hope for you, but hope for others. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Oh my goodness. The foundational verse for hope is here, friends. Love this verse. It's got the word hope in it twice. You know that if we're going to have a verse for hope is here, it's definitely speaking about hope. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit that you may abound in hope. First and foremost, friends, the first part of that verse just puts it as plainly as it can be stated. May the God of hope, I mean, God is our source of hope, friends. I want to remind you of that today. Okay, not UK basketball. By the time you're hearing this, hopefully maybe they're still in the NCAA tournament, but they may not be. But you know what? We can't put our hopes in basketball teams, as much as I enjoy it, especially with having a nephew on the team. But God is the God of hope, and he will fill you with all joy and peace when you trust in him or in believing in him. Friends, if you want to have joy and peace, it comes from trusting in God. And then you have to ask for that power of the Holy Spirit to help you have joy and peace and to help you abound in hope. I mean, not just to have some hope, to abound in hope, friends. I love that. You know, it's just like when you hear those saying, my cup runneth over. And I want to abound in hope. I want to just have a little bit of hope. I want to have a whole cup full. In fact, I want it to overfill, my cup to overflow with hope. And I can only do that, friends, through my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. So maybe Romans chapter 15, verse 13 needs to be your verse for this week. And I hope that you will write that down, because it is so, so good. I'm going to share a verse now, and it doesn't have the word hope in it, but I think it is provided. I know it's provided hope to me, and I think it will provide hope to somebody else listening today. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58 says, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Friends, I believe with all my heart, one of Satan's greatest tools is discouragement. And he wants you to quit. And he wants you to quit doing things that honor God and all the little things that you do to help others. Yet this side of heaven, most people won't know that you're doing them. And yet I want you to know what God's word says there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, that know that your work for the Lord is never in vain. Friends, you may not see it this side of heaven. Quite often, God in his grace, he does let us see some of the fruit from our labors. But I promise you, friends, that you are storing up treasure in heaven, and God sees those things. Had a gentleman on, hope it's here, and I'm drawing a total blank on his last name. John's his first name, and he wrote a book after interviewing over 800 people that had afterlife experiences when they were unconscious and had out-of-body experiences. And not all of them were Christians, but a lot of them were. And several of the ones that were Christians said that they got to meet Jesus, and that they kind of watched a film of their lives, and the things that God really was the most just praising them on were the times when they helped somebody put an arm around somebody that was crying or suffering, not the big things like where they won awards. So friend, just know today that your labor's not in vain and that Jesus sees it, and you'll definitely be rewarded in heaven someday. We're out of time, and hope you'll join me again tomorrow. My name's Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.